The Price of War. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukrainian officials revealing a staggering number.
President Vladimir Zelensky says his country is losing 60 to 100 soldiers a day in combat. Russian artillery concentrated in eastern regions of the country are causing many of the casualties. A retired lieutenant says Ukraine will suffer losses like this until it gets promised deliveries of U.S., British, and other weapons to destroy and disrupt Russian batteries.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A former judge in Wisconsin was found zip-tied to a chair and shot to death in his home. Police say Juneau County Judge John Romer was targeted by a man who once appeared in his courtroom. The alleged gunman also had a hit list that includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A teenage girl is dead and eight other people are hurt after a shooting at a Phoenix strip mall.
We do know a 14-year-old girl is dead today. We also know the other victims were also teenagers or in their early 20s, according to Phoenix police officers. And Phoenix police officers also telling us that suspect is on the loose.
I was close by. I heard it, and it's sad. But youth, wake up, guys.
Phoenix police officers responding to multiple 911 calls about shots fired. What they discovered? A party with about 100 people.
Fox 10 Phoenix's Marissa Sarbach. It's over now, but parts of South Florida received a month's worth of rain in a day.
It's anywhere between 8 and 11 inches of rain came down in parts of South Florida. It was expected, too. And then you went over to Naples and back up to Fort Myers. Some of those spots were like 6 to 8 inches of rain as well.
Fox 13 Tampa meteorologist Dave Osterberg. The same storm system is now in the Atlantic, where it could regain tropical storm status. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tuesday is another primary day in America where a whole host of states are holding elections.
In California, there are three seats considered toss-ups this fall, seats held by Republicans that Democrats have their eyes on this Tuesday, and after redistricting, all three of those seats became bluer. Governor Newsom is facing a primary. Several candidates are vying to challenge him, and one of the bigger names is Michael Schellenberger, an investigative reporter who has slammed state officials over homelessness and crime. Three Republicans are fighting in Iowa to be the one to take on Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Her seat is considered a toss-up. And in Montana, they've gone from one to two congressional districts. Incumbent Matt Rosendale has former President Trump's endorsement, and Trump's former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is running for the other seat. He also has the former president's backing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired 8 short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea. The launch was North Korea's 18th round of missile tests this year. SpaceX scheduled for 2 launches this week.
Elon Musk's SpaceX has 2 launches on their plans for this week. On Wednesday, one of their Falcon 9 rockets is set to deliver a satellite to orbit called Nilesat. It's a broadband communication satellite that will provide service in Egypt. On Friday, another Falcon 9 will send a cargo-filled Dragon capsule to the International Space Station to resupply the facility. It's SpaceX's 5th automated resupply mission under its contract with NASA. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Chinese astronauts are on a mission to complete assembly work on the country's permanent orbiting space station.
The Tiangong space station launched in 2021 after China was excluded from the International Space Station because its space program is controlled by China's ruling Communist Party.
Fox's Samantha Leitman, the three-person crew, will spend 6 months in space. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.